How potent do you think this issue is? Republicans clearly want to ride it, whether the idea of Democrats trying to somehow block parents from being directly involved in their kids' education.
I think as a political issue, this has become extremely potent, and it really taps into a lot of the kind of culture wars that we've been seeing play out over the last several years. I do think it's important to be really clear about, you know, who is saying what, who is using this phrase domestic terrorism and who is not, and making clear that what the Justice Department is talking about is investigating actual threats of violence, not, as Garland said, complaints or criticism of education, but actual threats, which we have seen on the rise. This has become an issue that has become so emotional and so potent that you are seeing real school board members really fearful for their safety. But as a political issue, I think Virginia will be the first test on whether this is the type of issue that Republicans can ride back to the majority next year.
Isn't it fun, Janet, being the epicenter of what could happen across the nation, how Virginia votes, and education being part of that epicenter? It's really still sticking to Terry McAuliffe, this whole parents shouldn't be involved thing.
Oh, but now he's got an ad out saying that his words have been twisted.
Oh, really?
Yes. My words have been twisted and taken out of context by my opponent.
I'm sorry.
Really? Because we watched the whole thing.
Right.
They seemed quite in context.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, when I was governor, I'm all about, I'm a parent.
It's like, what?
He also said, we're not teaching critical race theory. That's a lie of the right. We're not teaching that. Where is that coming from?
It's opposite day. It's just crazy.
It's Monday, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, you know, still recovering from a weekend of fun around my place. I started Friday night to go back on my retaining wall project. My father-in-law in town. Actually, they're leaving town this morning, so drive safely, guys. But decided to work late Friday evening, and then we started back up on it Saturday, and then we had to be somewhere for a chili cook-off.
Yes.
Over at the Rose Complex. A lot of fun.
Yeah, and we then, had a good time.
And then basically went to church and recuperated.
Right.
Got a nice nap in yesterday.
Oh, yes.
It was.
Naps are good.
And I needed something to eat to wake up. I don't know what it is. And I was good. I ate the leftover breakfast that I didn't finish. So
okay.
I said, I'm saving that as my start my engine back up since the race was getting ready to start. Start your engines, gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
I finished my eggs at about 2:30.
So you had just a relaxing.
It was a good weekend.
Good.
I'm a little sore from swinging the sledge.
All right.
And you know, but other than that, I'd say pretty darn good weekend. I'm ready for a new week of.
I played some sister sledge this weekend.
Did you?
That was all the sledge I was swinging.
Janet's got this speaker. That's and the only comparison I can make that people would relate to is about a little bit bigger than a pack of cigarettes. It's
yeah.
like a pack and a half of cigarettes.
Right.
And that little Aztec Lansing
yeah.
speaker will play 200 feet. You can hear it from 200 feet away. It's unbelievable.
It is very strange.
And it's only an inch thick. I went online
yeah.
yesterday to go. I'm going to go buy one. I don't want the same color you have. That way,
right.
if we're like
in the same place,
be confusing. They do make a red one. Hers is kind of a light teal.
It's yeah, it's like
teal,
which
teal.
Is my color. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the color of your cup over there
and
too.
My wallet. Everything yeah. I have is teal. That thing is, and I've got several
mm-hmm.
speakers,
right.
Several that are much bigger,
right.
than that one.
So do I.
Don't sound nearly as good.
Something there is something the way they designed that little guy.
Yeah,
and of course I was supposed to bring my speaker.
You were.
And I didn't plan on going into the retaining wall project.
Yeah.
I was just going to let it go and park the project for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And in the midst of all that glory, I forgot to bring my speaker,
yeah.
my powered speaker. But her little speaker hanging it from the deck, I mean, we were hearing it down there.
And got it done.
Yeah. So
it's so weird.
It's a fun weekend. Yeah, so I heard Sister Sledge.
Yes, you did.
Playing along with some other great 70s and 80s tunes. I can't believe I said 80s. But anyway.
There was a lot of 70s in there.
Yeah, yeah, there was.
There was a lot of classic
stuff. It was a
fun
weekend.
It was fun. Let's start with get into our morning jam thought of the day. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Feel compliments as deeply as you do insults.
Mm. Wow.
Feel compliments as deeply as you do insults.
Yeah, insults tend to go a little deeper.
Have a tendency to.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And what was the one we had not that long ago? Never take criticism from someone you wouldn't take advice from.
Right, yeah. Yeah, it's a good
I
point.
I thought that was a good one,
that
too.
That is a good one.
434-248-0704 is our text number. We give you that in the mornings because we want you to participate with our Mind Jam trivia.
So this is interesting. It's food related. Mm-hmm. Yay. Mozzarella, potatoes, chicken, mushrooms, and green tomatoes all have something in common. What is it?
Hmm.
What is that one thing? These things, mozzarella, potatoes, chicken, mushrooms, and green tomatoes all have in common.
Wow. That's an eclectic mix.
It is.
If you think you know.
You messed with me on Friday with that one. And I couldn't. Yeah, I couldn't.
You were close, though. You were getting there.
Yeah.
434-248-0704. On this day in 1964, the Rolling Stones appear on the Ed Sullivan Show for the very first time.
Now, because of all of you, we're going to have them, and they're going to have them in both halves of the show. So here's the first appearance of the Rolling Stones.
Time is on my side.
They've been singing that one a long time.
The kids squealing.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. And they on that video that I got the audio from, it shows both performances and they scream like that. The same. He's actually just dialing them back. And say, look, they're going to be on twice. Calm down.
Right. Chill.
Yeah. Boy.
Sometimes was it the Beatles or was it the Stones that would get kind of annoyed?
Oh, the Beatles. They couldn't.
Because they would. Squeal so much you can't hear the music.
They couldn't hear their own songs.
You're
screaming.
Yeah. You're not hearing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway.
Speaking of screaming.
I know.
Ah!
1978. This is like so many people watch this every year. I've never seen it.
Can't.
I don't know that I could. Halloween, directed by John Carpenter, starring Jamie Lee Curtis in her film debut, is released.
What's the boogeyman?
As a matter of fact, it was.
Yeah.
That's all I could play.
No, thank you.
The rest of it was just too creepy.
Yeah. That kind of started it all for her, though. She was definitely a scream queen, for sure. In 1980, Barbara Streisand's Guilty album goes number one for 3 weeks. And her single, Woman in Love, stayed up there for quite a while.
I didn't pick that song. I picked this one because Barry Gibb was on it. I picked the Barry Gibb duet.
And we got nothing to be guilty of. Our love will climb any mountain, near or far. We are, and we never let it end. We are devotion.
But they wrote so many of the songs on that, including Woman in Love. They were on Woman in Love, too.
Yeah.
Who's your backup singers? The Bee Gees.
I know.
Singing a little backup for me. Yeah. In 1995, singer Cliff Richard receives his knighthood from Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah, it's a little nervous about it.
And on the day of the knighthood presentation, so you go forward to the Queen when it's your time, and you kneel, you hold, and you put your head down. She brings a sword, taps you on the shoulder. I was so emotional. My sisters were in the room watching me, and it was a high moment for me. And I babbled. I didn't know what I was talking. I couldn't talk.
He was literally speechless. And the guy coaching, they coach everybody.
Sure,
obviously.
Yeah.
It's a big deal. He says, do not speak to the queen unless she speaks to you first.
Yes.
And she said something to him. And she's such a gracious woman. She said, this is a little bit overdue, isn't it? Like it should have been done earlier.
He was the first rock star to ever be knighted.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
And he could not get the words out.
Well, I mean, we don't really get it.
Yeah, true.
But I'm sure that was a very big deal. I just watched Victoria and Abdul. I think it was, but it talks about Queen Victoria in her later days.
Right.
And he wasn't supposed to speak to the Queen either.
Mm-hmm.
Or look at her, even.
Right. Wow.
And then not only did he look at her, but he talked to her.
Oh, wow.
And then they ended up being like really, really, really
buddies.
Close.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's an interesting movie if you're into that kind of thing.
It is interesting. I'm thinking the whole idea of like if Joe Biden was to knight you and then bend over and sniff your hair. And say,
I would not let him near my hair.
He'd bend over and say, Janet,
get vaccinated.
Is that how you get knighted in America?
I think so. Yeah, you get your hair sniffed by Joe Biden.
On either side. Oh, it's going to be a long morning.
It is.
Okay, finally.
Sorry.
2004, Fidel Castro announces that transactions using the American dollar will be banned.
Dadgummit.
Okay. All right.
How about some birthdays? Switch gears.
Oh, I'm just thinking about all the money that we've been printing. It probably wasn't worth anything anyway.
It's true.
All right. Birthdays today. Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers turned 60.
The stranger thing that never changed my mind. I gotta take it on the other side.
That's what Joe said.
Take it on
Sniff it on the other side.
Take it on.
Whoa. They have an interesting sound.
Yeah they do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also having a birthday today is Katy Perry. She turns 37.
It's hard to believe she's 37.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. She sounds
just had her first baby.
Yeah. She sounds like Pink in this song.
All the deep songs.
Yeah. Well,
those songs that make you think.
Yeah. Like I kissed a boy and I like or girl and I liked it.
Or she's kissing somebody in this one and then didn't remember it. So
yeah,
I don't know.
That's
she
true.
Needs to keep her lips to herself, I think. I think that's the lesson this morning. Adam Goldberg's having a birthday today. He's 51. He's been in a lot of things.
Yes.
Right now he's in The Equalizer though.
You want to take on the Saudis? The guys with all the weapons, all the money, and the diplomatic immunity. Those are the guys you want to piss off.
Do you know what Mira risked to come to me? She needs someone by her side.
I mean, something's definitely up. Ali cleaned out his bank account a few days ago. His phone's been inactive just as long. But, I mean, nothing about this guy spells trouble. Nothing to indicate why he would suddenly go missing or why the Saudis would be so worked up over it.
He is the computer geek head
in
this show, and he does such
and
a good job.
We both like this
show. Yeah, it's a good show.
And it got renewed for
a
second season.
We're like, I think episode 3 was last night, and we're behind by 2 now.
Right.
We got to play catch up this week.
A little bit.
You know why we don't catch up in the evenings? Because we get sucked in to these marathons on Comedy Central.
Greg Robinson's having a birthday today. He's turning 50. He was Daryl on The Office.
We just have a lot of stuff down there that could be stolen.
That's ironic.
What?
That you are afraid.
Why? Because I'm from the hood.
Dink and Flicker.
Dink and Flicker.
I taught Mike some phrases to help with his interracial conversations.
Okay, bring it home now. And don't forget the new black man phrase I taught you.
Pippity poppy, give me the zobbity.
Yes, sir. Remember that. Yeah, I taught Mike some new phrases. I want him to get the raise. Just can't help myself.
He's always messing with Michael.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, he's funny.
We got to rejoin with him and Mindy that I think you're going to laugh at as well.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. our Mind Jam trivia today.
Yep. Let me get back. I'm coming back, really.
Come on, circle it around.
Yeah, mozzarella, potatoes, food. That will bring me back. Mozzarella, potatoes, chicken, mushrooms, and green tomatoes all have something in common.
Yes, they
what
do.
What is it?
Yes.
What is it?
Yeah. We'll tell you.
Yeah.
When we return.
And the song that I picked from that same album of Barbara Streisand was not the one that you put on the list. But it's a good song anyway. They did some.
Why
good...
do I even bother?
No, stop.
What kind of food?
What can
tears it apart?
Tears it apart.
Leaving me pain and sorrow.
Losing you now. Okay.
where will I be tomorrow?
It's like she only wants to hook up when Ryan comes around. It's gotten to the point where I get excited every time I see that little dude walk through the door.
I just need to know where this is going.
Hey, I like you. All right? It's not to like, but you need to access your uncrazy side. Otherwise, maybe this thing has run its course.
Don't you dare walk away from me, Daryl Philbin. You are the most selfish person I've ever met in my
entire...
Slow
down. Think it over.
Daryl Philbin is the most complicated man that I have ever met. I mean, who says exactly what they're thinking?
You put it on your toast and on the radio at daybreak. The Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
You have to access your uncrazy side.
Yeah, no. I love that line.
I do too. Craig
access
Robertson.
Your uncrazy side.
His birthday is today.
Mm-hmm.
And he, of course, it was Daryl from The Office.
50. It's mind-blowing knowing all these people are getting to that age. That means I am a lot older than I think.
than I think I am. I don't know. Our Mind Jam trivia today was a fun one.
It was. Mozzarella, potatoes, chicken, mushrooms, and green tomatoes all have something in common.
Bear got it right.
I saw that. He's such a Renaissance man.
Mm-hmm. Those are the top five, I guess,
mm-hmm.
favorite fried foods.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it. Mozzarella, got to fry that into sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Potatoes, you can fry that a million different ways.
Yep.
Chicken, fried, mushrooms. You remember back in the 80s, that was like the big appetizer. Everybody wanted the fried mushrooms with the special sauce with it.
Except for me.
You.
I did grow to love mushrooms later in life, though.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the 2000s.
And like a stuffed mushroom. Mm-hmm. I love stuffed mm-hmm. mushrooms. But you're just not a mushroom person.
Of course, the famous one of these turned into the movie, Fried Potatoes, starring Mr. Potato Head.
No, that would be fried green tomatoes. Yep. Hey, you know what today is? Today is National Greasy Foods Day.
Well, hot diggity dog.
I'm just saying.
In Greece.
Right. Uh-huh. Not the healthiest of choices, but... they are celebrating it today.
Well, it should be celebrated. I mean, let's face it. How many places across this world are going to be making fried food today, and we will all be eating it?
It's amazing to me. I mean, and I don't like a lot of fried things.
Right.
A crinkle cut fry is very difficult for me to pass up. That's
right.
Probably the only fried thing that is like, yeah, I'm going to have that. But they will fry anything. People
yeah.
will fry anything.
Yeah.
I mean, deep fried butter. Really? Twinkies?
Well, I thought, yeah, Twinkies
Oreos.
And Oreos. Yeah, that was going too far.
But they keep selling it at the fair, so,
yeah,
you know, they're going to keep making it.
Yeah, some people take things a little too far, and it happened over the weekend. I don't have the story in front of you, but Candace Owen went a little too far this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Over the Alec Baldwin. Her and a few other people have just... made, in my opinion,
well, and we
stupid comments.
And that's not
it's
okay.
It's just not.
Although,
come on.
A lot of things have come out about that.
Right. There's more and more.
So apparently, this, first of all, was not the first gun that went off
mm-hmm.
During this movie.
Mm-hmm.
They had several misfires. They had live rounds and regular. I mean, they were target practicing in between.
Right.
The young woman who was in charge of that did not have experience. There was a lot. There's a lot.
There's a lot of
problems.
I read an article.
Problems.
How she was just driven, a major driven person, and that's okay.
And I think her dad did this for a living for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
It was what was one of the things that I read.
Right.
And so there was a little bit of, you know, nepotism there. I think you just assume that if dad's good at it.
Right.
But that's not necessarily the case.
And she wasn't liked in some circles because she was so on top of things.
And people were walking away from the set, though. There
mm-hmm.
were people who left. They didn't feel like it was safe.
Right.
So that's not right. going to go away. That
it's
story
not,
is not
no,
going to go away.
We're going to know more.
Saying.
I just think to, you know, make some silly comments about Alec Baldwin's. I mean, we talked about it Friday. We don't like his political view, but we certainly don't want him.
We don't wish that on anybody.
To live with the consequences of this. It's horrible.
It is horrible.
And I think we should all just take a step back and say, this isn't the time to attack Alec Baldwin. I'm sorry.
No,
it's just not.
It's not. And like I say, not a particularly nice person, I don't think. But you don't wish that on anybody.
Right.
It's just not cool.
Yeah.
So I learned something.
What?
We were talking about Nashville Creasy.
Yeah.
And I was really joking about the deep fried butter.
That's a real thing,
that's
though.
That's a real
it?
Thing.
Yeah.
Who is going to eat that?
Well, how do you eat it? That's the question.
I'm looking.
Do you spoon it?
I mean, looks like a giant donut.
Huh.
So you batter the butter.
Okay.
And then you deep fry it.
Seriously.
It's been served at many state fairs, including the State Fair of Texas.
So you like take what you put on a chicken or something.
You take a stick of butter.
Right. And you
and
roll
you batter it. And you fry it. I mean, that's...
How does it even stay together?
Well, when you bite into it, it doesn't.
Well, I mean, I get the concept of a mozzarella stick. You have to put breading on it because it'll just melt into a puddle of goop. Because I've microwaved some cheese in my time and ate it straight up. But
yeah,
butter?
Yeah, that's what you do.
Man.
It's a cinnamony batter.
Okay. Interesting.
Apparently it first was on the menu in Scotland.
Okay. Interesting Scotland's, place to start.
Scotland's tried to kill us with their fair foods.
Well.
All right, Kimberly Broom's on the way.
Yeah, she's got some good stories lined up. One about the Main Street alert on 12th and Main in Lynchburg. Imagine it. Mm. Streets being torn up again.
So unlike them.
I know. Well, they are consistent. That and putting circles in places that don't need circles. Or the infamous dot there on Burn
Randy
Bridge
says
Road.
His heart is stopping just hearing about our topic today. Sorry, Randy. We'll talk about vegetables later.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's the Morning Jam on Monday, 6:31. CBS News Brief is next.
And currently we are in our 50s this morning, so that's not too bad. 57 in Lynchburg, 54 in Bedford, 54 in Salem and Roanoke, 61 in Danville.
In-laws leaving this morning. Hopefully they're not going to be hitting some bad weather. I was looking at the forecast for them. And yeah, the guy came and does my leaves, came Saturday, and by the end of probably tomorrow or even today, it looked like he didn't even show up with all the high winds out there. But that's
yes.
Okay.
Welcome to fall.
Yeah, it does. Welcome to fall. It's here. And it's getting a little cool, as we stated. Christmas cheer is right around the corner, Janet.
Yeah.
It could be here right now if you want to. Christmas cheer down in the Martinsville area is accepting applications today, as a matter of fact. And Christmas cheer has been assisting Martinsville and Henry County families since 1951. Providing toys to children 10 and under. Cheer also provides each household with a large box of food and a blanket. Their goal this year is $45,000. Donations can be mailed to P.O. Box 540, Martinsville, Virginia, 24114, or can be dropped off at the Cheer office located at 10 Liberty Street. And it's two doors down from the Grace Network for those of you that live in the Martinsville area.
Well, the weather was on its very best behavior this past weekend, and a lot of events were all the better for it, including the Amherst County Fair.
Yeah.
It seems like things went very well for them. The fair had livestock exhibits and petting zoos and all kinds of agricultural competitions, rides, great food. No word on whether or not they had fried butter. Not sure. logging, well, chainsaw race. That sounds dangerous.
A chainsaw race.
That's what it says.
Wow.
I'm sure they weren't racing with chainsaws.
You never know.
I know. Well, I mean, I'm picturing running with scissors. I'm sure it's a completely different thing than we're thinking about. But they were very, very pleased with the turnout. And they say that having it in October instead of August, it was something that the people seem to enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, can we keep it in October
right.
and not sweltering August? I get that.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking.
I'd like to see video of that.
Mixing my oil and gas together and putting it in my chainsaw.
Right. The questions are continuing for Terry McAuliffe's campaign.
Really?
Yeah. And the race is kind of, we're getting pretty close at this point.
Tightening up too.
The Kamala video is still being questioned.
Still stirring up some issues?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Of course, McAuliffe is pulling out all the stops.
Oh, yeah.
He's bringing out
Obama's coming in or has come in. I can't remember.
Obama came in and did his thing. Right. Kamala, Joe Biden. I don't know how that's going to help him. But anyway, but now that recorded video that we've been talking about for about a week, that is basically endorsing McAuliffe, legal experts are saying that it's violating the law. According to the IRS, 501c3 organizations are absolutely prohibited from directly or indirectly participating in or intervening in any political campaign on behalf of or in opposition to any candidate for elected public office.
Yeah.
So
I wonder if the video made a second round in any churches.
Well, it's interesting to me because they talked with former Governor Doug Wilder, who said that the vice president's video could be putting churches' tax-exempt status at risk.
I thought he was a good governor.
Mm-hmm.
And he's even, he only surfaces once or twice a year.
Yeah.
But he surfaces as an old school, reasonable Democrat.
Right.
I mean, I got to give the guy kudos, man.
You only hear from him when he has something to say.
Mm-hmm.
He's not just yammering.
Yes, exactly.
It says, I've done a lot of campaigning in Virginia, and I've done a lot of campaigning for other people.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's something that is very risky as it relates to tax statuses and churches not being involved politically. And I wouldn't put those churches at risk if I were campaigning. Yeah. So, I mean, I think he's putting that on McAuliffe.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you do that?
And I know this is obvious, but maybe not to everybody, that Doug Wilder's African-American. Mm-hmm. He was our first African-American governor.
Yeah.
And like I said, he like you said, he only surfaces when he's got something to say. And here's a guy that could be an analyst somewhere, but he chooses.
Right.
I think it's when they surface every now and then, and you know, it's like the old E.F. Hutton. When E.F. Hutton speaks, people listen.
People listen.
And they should be listening to the former governor, I think.
Well, you know, it's interesting because the NAA has been running some ads.
Mm-hmm.
But even when they're running the ads, their ads are, let your voice be heard.
Yes.
You know, go vote.
Go vote, right.
They don't tell you who to vote for.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But they're encouraging you to vote.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think if people want to do that, I think even if Kamala did a video saying, please get out and vote, I think that would have been fine.
Do your civic duty. Right.
But not this stuff.
Right.
So, I don't know. Not that they'll do anything about it.
No, I don't know. I think we had
asked. He didn't even sign his paperwork.
I know, I know. That
people lied about watching him sign it, and he's not been held accountable for that at all.
Yeah, I mean, Janet's talking about a form that the governor, well, former governor, who wants to be governor again, Terry McAuliffe, it's one of the official sheets that he had to fill out, and people, and it was notarized, wasn't it, I believe?
It was notarized.
It's signed by the two witnesses, but not signed by him yet, and
But what they were signing was
that
they witnessed him signing it.
Exactly.
So it's just messed up.
Yeah, it's just... And somebody, if they could, and they won't, but if you could take it to the nth degree, that disqualifies him.
Well, but I mean, they have challenged that.
Yeah.
They're like, you know, he shouldn't even be running.
Right.
He didn't even do the paperwork right. But
much like the Kamala video, it's just Joe. It's just Terry.
We'll see.
Just Kamala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of that going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I don't know either.
Just our thing is just get out there and vote. Just
get
make
out there
sure
and vote.
That
exactly.
You vote.
Voter integrity is extremely important. I have a clip from Roy Blunt. He was on Meet the Press yesterday.
Okay.
Andrea Mitchell was filling in for Chuck Todd. And She's Janet. If you were like just landing right now and you understood something about American politics, you'd go, "Why are the Republicans so evil? Why do they not want minorities to vote?"
So ridiculous.
And that's I love it when they present flawed legislation, but they come up with the coolest name, like they'll call it the Civil Rights Act of 2021. How could you be against it with a name like that? But you look a little deeper in the bill and you find out there's all kinds of flaws. And Roy Blunt, who's just a sane kind of a Republican, if there's a few up there in the Senate, comments about the election.
The voting rights bill hasn't been repealed. The 14th and 15th Amendment haven't been repealed.
Yeah, but the Supreme Court decision in 2013 basically gutted it.
You know, so. I was both a local election official and the chief election official for our state for a combined total of about 20 years. There are 10,000 election jurisdictions out there in America. The federal government deciding how elections should be run in all 10,000 of those jurisdictions is a bad idea, and I don't think Senator Manchin was surely fully on board with the supposed compromise. It was a compromise between the left and the far left. You still had a matching funding of $6 for every dollar raised for House members. Well, I like Joe Manchin, but I'm not driven by the Joe Manchin standard of whether something's a good deal or not. This was clearly a federal takeover of elections. It was not doing things around the edges of elections that direct the country in a more significant way, and I'm opposed to it. There's no right way to do the wrong thing, and federal government taking over elections is the wrong thing to do. One of the strengths of our system is that the diversity of the system itself and the state and local responsibility to conduct an election that people have confidence in.
And it's about confidence in the election. You know, for a while there, Janet, I even sort of align myself with maybe there should be some federal standards out there, but the problem with getting the federal government involved and starting to tinker with it, it screws it up. And it will always favor the left. It just always does. I mean, this is just proven time after time. I say leave it up to the local officials where you have some recourse. You and I can get to the local officials. They may not want to hear from us.
Right.
But if you're talking about somebody, even in Richmond, you can't get to them.
Mm-hmm.
And the further we send it up the food chain, the less ability we will have for dissent. And there's room for dissent. It's America. At least it used to be.
Right. Last time we checked. That's how it worked. So.
No. Anyway.
How about we go to the...
Let's go to the kitchen.
Let's do that.
There's no fried butter in there, is there?
There's not.
Okay.
But there's some yumminess coming your way.
All right.
It's time for Janet's Five and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
Five and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're located on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg. They are locally owned. They're an independent grocery store and they are cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. And one of the things they always have are beautiful pork tenderloins. We're going to be using that today. And this, I thought about you with this. This is what we're having for supper tonight.
Oh.
Pork marsala.
Ooh.
Do you like marsala?
Yes.
You like it over pasta or mashed potatoes?
Oh, I don't know if I've ever had it over mashed potatoes.
My wife
will correct me if I have.
Okay. I guess being from an Italian family, it's probably usually over pasta.
Yeah.
It's pretty incredible over mashed potatoes. Maybe that's the southernized version of it. I don't know. But you're going to start with a pork tenderloin, and you're going to marinate that in a resealable bag with 3 garlic cloves, some olive oil, and some herbs de Provence, at least for an hour. I like to do that overnight, but it's up to you. Then you're going to cut tenderloins into 2-inch thick medallions and flatten them slightly with the palm of your hand, and then season with salt and pepper. Then in a large saute pan, add a little bit of olive oil and an equal amount of butter, and add the pork and allow it to brown 2 to 3 minutes on each side. Once both sides are beautifully browned, you're going to remove them from the pan and onto a plate, and you're going to tint those with aluminum foil. This is what's going to make that tenderloin super, super tender, is when you cook it this way. In the same pan, you're going to add your shallots. You're going to need two of those. Do not use onions. You need to use shallots for this. Cook it for about a minute until they start to brown. Add your garlic and deglaze the bottom of the pan and bring up any bits from the tenderloin that you did. Then you're going to add in your button mushrooms and stir that well to distribute the flavor and allow them to cook just for a couple of minutes. And your mushrooms will get slightly browned then. Continue to cook, and as that liquid evaporates and the mushrooms become golden, sprinkle a little flour and stir that until it's fragrant. Then you add the Marsala wine and allow it to cook down until it's almost completely evaporated. Then you'll add some broth at the end, and that's going to make that beautiful gravy, for lack of better words. Then you're going to return the pork and any of the juices that come from tinning that pork into the pan, and flip the meat once, and then you're going to serve it over pasta or mashed potatoes with a nice green salad. Mm. We like it with the mashed potatoes at my house, but you can do pasta as well. You want to see how to make that up? It sounds a little more intrusive than it really is. It comes together pretty easily. You can find the recipe by going to Facebook, type in Janet's Five and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share here on The Morning Jam.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L Market, get those fall menus ready with beef short ribs, $7.99 a pound, while supplies last. Fresh cabbage is 59 cents a pound. Save on bone-in assorted pork chops, $1.79. Hereford corned beef is $3.99 for a 12-ounce package. Fritos and Cheetos are 2 for $6. Save on Dole bananas, 49 cents. And Smithfield smoked sausage and kielbasa is 2 for $7. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are The Morning Jam.
Six 52 on The Morning Jam with Janet Rose and Mark Lamb. How you doing on this Monday? You know, we're just getting it slow but sure, getting going. Getting my sea legs back after a crazy weekend of working on my retaining wall, and I'm feeling it, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Swinging that old sledgehammer, and yeah, woke up a few of those old nerves that had been lying dormant for a while in my chest, because when they crack you open like an egg, like they did me back in 2012, you do stuff like that, it says, yeah, remember you had heart surgery 9 years ago.
Put that down. Put that hammer down. Put that sledgehammer down.
Yeah. So we've got this wanted man in Campbell County for assaulting an officer. It's a, you know, one of the breaking stories this morning.
Apparently they have a bolo out on this young man. Zachary mm-hmm. Hedrick is his name. He's 23. His photo is up on all the local media.
Mm-hmm.
He's wanted for assault and battery on a law enforcement officer, possession of controlled substances, fleeing from law enforcement, carrying a concealed weapon, possession of ammunition, reckless driving, obstruction of justice, and other charges. He's a white male with blonde hair and blue eyes, 5'10", mm-hmm. 170 pounds. In this photo, his hair is cut very close.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look blonde to me.
Right. Kind of a sandy blonde, if anything.
So just...
Yeah. Somebody with that many things going on, he's dangerous.
Yeah.
There's just no doubt. And if you run across this guy or you think you've seen him, you know, you definitely need to reach out to authorities. You know, they've given us the sheriff's office number. 332-9574. Of course, just dial 911. That always works as well. And just tell them you think you've seen this young man, Zachary Hedrick. Yeah, not made some real bad choices so far. Hopefully he will stop making bad choices.
Well, it's not too late for him to get his life together. Mm-hmm. Hopefully he will he will do that.
Yep.
So, coming up this morning, it was an interesting weekend. Mm-hmm. As we're getting closer to Election Day.
Yeah.
The campaigns certainly are ramping up. We're hearing more and more ads everywhere. I don't know. It's going to be interesting. It looks like things are still very, very tight.
Yeah.
Yeah. In that race.
Which is good. I mean, it'd be better than them saying, well, it looks like McAuliffe is running away with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. Lots of rallies going to be taking place this week.
Early voting. 40 days of voting in the state of Virginia. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
Just because, you know, because we want to make it as easy as possible.
But I'm telling you, you can see how desperately they want McAuliffe back in there from the people that they're calling out. And that alone should make you go out and vote.
Yeah, exactly. The White House is concerned. They're very keen on what's going on in our state. Let's show them how we can turn the tide.
One thing that Obama did say over the weekend that I absolutely agree with.
What's that?
He said in Richmond when he was campaigning for him, with Terry, you don't have to wonder what he's going to be like as governor because you've seen it. Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
And this it doesn't true. Have rewatchability, sir, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yep, so. I see the guy standing in the middle of the Armstrong parking lot in Appomattox with weeds growing up in the parking lot saying Terry McAuliffe promised us that this plant would once again have life within it, and it's been sitting dormant for a number of years.
Well, and you also have to remember as well, it wasn't just in Appomattox that happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of information out there about how townships and cities were promised things. There's a thing on YouTube, a movie on YouTube called Fast Terry.
Oh, wow.
And I would encourage you to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
He did very similar things in other cities that he did in Appomattox.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't a one-off.
Yeah.
That was an M.O.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For him.
That was a M.O.
Obama's right.
Mm-hmm.
You do know what you're getting.
And we don't want no mo of Terry.
Oh, yeah, well.
Do you know what else?
We don't want no mo of Joe either, but we got him.
Do you know what else happened on YouTube over the weekend?
What?
Apparently, they've taken down and censored Let's Go Brandon.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's still videos up there, but they've censored the number one hit by, I can't even remember the guy's name, but anyway.
The one we played on the air?
Yeah, the rap. Yeah, they've censored it. I guess they just finally figured out what it meant. But there's all kinds of Let's Go Brandon videos. As a matter of fact, somebody's put together a whole montage of the Let's Go Brandon stuff and how it's happened at O'Hare Airport, where it happens at Target, where it's happening at stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still out there kind of, you know, making waves. Gizmo, somewhere around 4:30, sent me that note. And I went to YouTube and said, you know, censored.
So why is it being banned?
Well, because it doesn't, I guess, speaking of MO, it doesn't fit the MO of, you know, of YouTube. And I don't know if Facebook's banned it. I just found out the other day that a friend of mine's been banned just because he repeated an article that wasn't favorable.
Well, do you, you know why they're saying that they censored it?
Why?
Because they say it has medical misinformation in it.
Oh, wow.
That's
they really dug deep to find that, didn't they?
Uh-huh.
Was it have a
medical misinformation?
Oh, probably anti-vax statement in there somewhere.
I don't know.
I wonder how many other... No, well, I'm not even going to compare. it's got traction, and it's got, when they start seeing mega hits, when a video goes viral, they pay attention and they decide whether it's fits under their definition.
Apparently,
of free
people
speech.
Are really pushing back on that one.
Yeah. Well, that'll be interesting to see what happens. Hey, it's 7 o'clock. Hope you're having a good Monday. We're sure trying to do that. Thanks for staying with the Morning Jam. More coming up after CBS News.